When God saw what they did, that they turned from their evil ways, he relented of the disaster that he had said he would do to them. And he did it. This displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was furious. He prayed to the Lord and said,
"All day ask you, was this but what I said would happen when I was yet back home? This is why I fled to Tarshish, for I knew you as a gracious God. A gracious God, a merciful slow to anger, and of great kindness. And knew you would repent of the calamity you had planned. Therefore now, Lord, take my life from me, I beg you, for it is better for me to die than to live."
Then the Lord replied,
"Is it right for you to be angry?"
So Jonah went out east of the city and made himself a shelter and sat beneath it in the shade, awaiting what would become of the city. The Lord prepared a vine and made it sprout up beside Jonah, that it might shade his bed. Exceedingly glad of the vine. Yet God prepared a worm. When morning came the next day, and the worm gnawed the vine so that it withered. Then when the sun sent a blistering east wind, the sun beat upon Jonah's head so that he grew faint and wished to die.
To die than to live.
Yet God said to Jonah,
Is it right for you to be angry for the vine?
It is. I am lucky enough to die.
Then the Lord said,
on the vine for which you had not labored nor caused to grow, which came up in a night and perished in a night. Yet what of Nineveh, that great city, where there are many animals and more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left? Should I not pity it? Should I not pity those? Should I not pity them?